道成肉身，我们的主从道成肉身到约旦河。
The moment he became flesh to the river of Jordan.
我们的主活在神的面前，主，我当他在约旦河受洗的时候，父神说：“这是我的爱子。”
And when Jesus was baptized at the river Jordan, Father said, "This is my beloved son."
从约旦河到变化山。
From the river of Jordan to
变化山上。
Mountain of Transfiguration. Thank you.
父神应征说：“这是我的爱子，你们要听他。”
And Lord said, "This is my beloved son. Listen to him."
你从那里就看见这一棵葡萄乃是完全成熟了。
And from that moment, we can see the grape is in its fullness.
是父神心中所爱慕的。
And this is the beloved one from the Father.
但是你又看见从这个变化山到加略山。
And we can see the change from
变化山到加略山就是哥哥他山。
From Mount Transfiguration to Mount Calvary. Thank you.
你就看见那个葡萄呢，本来是成熟的，但是呢就被放到酒榨的里面。
And we can see that the ripe grape has been turned into wine.
所以这你看我们的主，他就是这样一生走过来的。
And that's the whole journey of our Lord.
那不止如此，从这个加略山到五旬节 ，Mount Calvary to the Pentecost 到。加略山到五旬节，就是
Pentecost，to the Pentecost。
对，你就看见那个酒，那个喜乐的酒，就从宝座那里倾倒下来。
And we can see that the wine has been poured from the crown.
我们看见一件事情，那就是我们下面好不好读一些的经文，以赛亚书53章。
Can we turn to Isaiah 53?
请我们打开圣经以赛亚53章。
Isaiah chapter 53.
第十节到十二节，但是我可能只是从其中选出几处来读，并不全部读。
Turn to 12.I'll read just part of the verses.
第十节那里呢，后面有一句话叫做他，对不起，他必看见后裔，并且延长年律。
In verse 10, he will see his offspring and prolong his days.
好，第十一节，他必看见自己劳苦的功效，便心满意足。
He will see the light of life and be satisfied.
第十二节，因为他将命倾倒以至于死。
Verse 12, because he poured his life unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors.
第十节那里说到，他必看见后裔。
So in verse 10 it says, and he will see his offspring.
第十一节，他必看见劳苦的功效。
In 11, he will see the light of his life.
两次的看见。
There are two he will see.
就是那个五旬节来讲的话，那一天那个酒，那个喜乐已经倾倒下来了。
So on the day of the Pentecost, the wine, the joy of the wine has been poured out.
但是以赛亚告诉我们说，并且延长年律。
But this Isaiah book says it's going to be prolonged.
那个延长的年律，有一天主要成就那最后最好的酒。
So the prolonged days is what really Jesus is going to fulfill one day.
我们低头一点祷告。
It's bow and pray.
主，我们感谢你，是你的话摆在我们面前。
Lord, we thank you. Your words are in front of us.
我们把这些都交在你的手中。
We put everything in front of you.
主，求你亲自来向我们说话。
Lord, please reveal to us.
主啊，把你的心意向我们显明。
Show us your will.
好叫教会能够行在你的心意当中。
So we can be on track based on your will.
能够在这地方做美好的见证。
And we can show the best testimony here.
等候主你自己的再来。
And we wait for your return.
因为只有那一天，那个最好、最后最好的酒，让我们在你喜乐中与你共享。
Until that day, we can have the best wine and rejoice the glory and joy with you.
祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
在我们进入这个今天的信息之前，我们读了刚才啊《约翰福音》第二章的第一到十一节，我们回去看一看前面一句话。
So if we go back to John, the message we just read.
我们前面一句话是很关键的，所以我们必须要带弟兄姐妹把它读一下。
There's a verse in this book.
就是在约翰福音的第一章的最后这句话。那我读给大家，你们如果手上有圣经的话，你也可以看。约翰福音第一章的五十一节，这是主耶稣说的。耶稣说，我实实在在的告诉你们，你们将要看见天开了，神的使者上去下来在人子的身上。
He then added, Very truly I tell you, you will see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending on Son of Man.
我们今年的主题是那光是真光。
So the theme for this year is the light is the true light.
真光是把我们眼睛转到主的身上来。
The true light is to take our eyes to focus on Lord.
第一个神迹的里面，那个最重要的关键的点，乃是要把这位道成肉身的就耶稣摆在我们面前。
The first sign of the Bible is really to reveal Lord in front of us.
主耶稣给我们一个敞开的天。
Lord opened space.
Open heaven.
Open heaven.
那我们到底要看什么呢？
What we should focus.
今天我们在教会中要看什么呢？
What we need to focus in church today?
我们要看这位神的使者在他身上上去下来的人子主耶稣。
We're going to focus on the man.
The Son of Man.
The Son of Man.
所以是在这个光的底下，我们来看这个迦拿的宴席。
So it's really under the light we're going to review the fest at the Cana.
那么一开始这里讲到第三日。
In the very beginning it says on the third day.
我们想到我们的神他是三而一的神。
Our God is the Trinity.
当圣经中提到三的时候，我们要注意 pay attention, 就注意思想。
So let's pay attention to the number of three.
因为三是永远代表神的见证。
Because this number represents the testament witness from God.
而且他的见证呢是丰满的见证。
And it's in its fullness.
刚才我们弟兄带我们读的那一段宣召的经文，讲到我们的神是昔在、今在、以后远在的全能者。
So we read about the scripture that our Lord is here yesterday, today, and forever.
他并不愿人见证他怎么样。
He doesn't need us to really witness him.
因为他就是那个宇宙中最真实的实际。
Because he is the real Lord in our universe.
今天不管人情况是怎样子，但是他总是那位永不改变的神。
Regardless of what will happen in the world, he is the Lord that will never change.
他的见证也是永不改变。
His witness and testimony will never change.
所以宇宙中有一个见证，乃是神他自己丰满的见证。
So there is a witness in the universe that is done by Lord himself.
而且呢，这个我们从这个这一段的这个圣经这一段的这个故事的里面，我们要从这个生命的复活的生命的角度去看它。
And from this story, we should really like Lord from the resurrection.
因为我们的主在第三日从死里复活。
Because he raised on the third day.
这个原则一直会在每一个神迹的里面都在。
This fundamental will be seen in every sign he performs.
所以这个第三律它是有非常意义在这里。
So the third day has very special meaning.
我们要看见特别主耶稣在后面，在我们今天没有读到的，但是是在后面讲到洁净圣殿。
The Bible also mentioned purify the sanctuary.
那么那里有讲到，你们拆毁这殿，我上帝的要再建起来。
It mentioned, if the temple got destroyed, he's going to raise it up on the third day.
那么门徒那说了，所以他到主耶稣从死里复活以后。
So the disciples say after Jesus came back to life.
门徒就想起他说过的话。
The disciples record what he told them.
便信了圣经和耶稣所说的。
They believed in him then.
所以我们看见说。我们在地上的见证是什么？
So we say, what's our testament on earth here?
彼得告诉我们，这耶稣他已经复活。
Peter said, Jesus already come back to life.
我们都是这事的见证人。
We are all witness of this.
所以感谢主，我们看见说神的见证是丰满的。
So thank Lord, His witness is so full.
神的救恩也是完全的。
His glory is full.
那么我们看见从他的创造的里面，他所创造的一切都好。
And we can see from his creation, everything is perfect.
就在伊甸园的里面，他就设立了婚姻。
Even in the Garden of Eden, he set up marriage.
但是我们因着人的堕落、犯罪，那个婚姻所代表真实的意义和喜乐全都没有了。
However, we fell short, and the true essence meaning of marriage is gone.
你看这个从那个时候开始地上有一个原则有一个律在支配这个地。
And from that moment, there's a rule there.
那就是罪和死的律。
That is the sin and the death.
没有人能够逃脱这个。
No one can run away from that.
没有一件事能够逃脱这个。
And nothing can run away from that.
没有一件物能够逃脱这个。
There's no object can run away from that.
他们没有救了。
One is out.
但感谢主
Praise Lord
神预备了救恩
The Lord prepared their salvation
这个救恩并不是说神补救的方法
This salvation is not the way that Lord tried to make things up
并不是说出了意外
It's not like an accident
主在进行修在进行十字架在用十字架的救法来进行修复
This is the Lord to perform the salvation via the cross.
这一切的事都在神的计划当中。
Everything, all this is in God's Father's plan.
所以我们感谢主，这个虽然说这个酒没有了，但是神仍然他的旨意还是往前。
So even though we were out of wine, but Lord's plan is still there.
在旧约里面，哈巴谷有个祷告。
So in the testimony, there was a prayer from.
他说：“神啊，求你在这些年间复兴你的作为。”
That I repeat them in our day, in our time, make them known.
那么神又在哈该书的里面有一个宣告。
There's a proclamation in Haggai.
他说：“这殿幕后的荣耀必要大过于先前的荣耀。”
The glory of this present house will be greater than the glory of the former house.
今天我们许多的时候去看那个过程。
So when we look at the whole process.
但是那个目的神早就看见了。那个目的跟那个荣耀的旨意。
But the goal and destination, Lord already knew.
他早就定在那里了。
It's there.
所以我们看见说这个就是最后最好的酒。
So we can see this is the last but the best superior wine.
是要让我们能够享受到的。
Yeah, that's the one we can enjoy.
所以前面这个约翰福音第二章前面这一段故事可以说哈巴谷的祷告求你复兴你的作为
So the story from the John is really like the prayer from Habakkuk to restore
后半段接近圣殿的时候可以神在那里好像哈该书里面有个宣告这殿幕后的荣耀要大过于先前的荣耀
In Haggai, the prayer says the glory of this present house will be greater than the glory of the former one.
因为主要洁净这个殿，除去一切的牛羊鸽子，还有堆放银钱的那些的桌子都要推翻。
Because Lord was going to purify the temple.
并且主在上律，主耶稣以他自己的身体为殿，那个幕后的荣耀要大过于先前的荣耀。
And the temple is really Lord's body, and that glory is so much greater.
但是我今天不进入这个圣殿的故事，我只是把这一些的点跟弟兄姐妹提一下而已。
I will not enter the details of the temple story.
看见那个最终神荣耀的目的。
Yeah, but I'd just like to mention this so we can see the glory.
但是呢，如何能够神如何在时间中工作呢？
But how Lord really fulfill all of this?
这就是我今天要交通的重点。
This is my message today.
你我今天是在一个婚宴失败的光景中，不可否认的。是，你我都是在一种失败的婚宴当中。
婚宴。
对。
We're kind of in a wedding festival that we had failure out of wine.
照着我们天然的光景就是这样。
That's our nature and what we get.
乌云也笼罩着我们。
And a cloudy overhead.
我们身边难免会看见有个缺乏并且虚空那个属灵的那个使臣。
And we have insufficiency and a lack of the Spirit among us.
甚至有的时候是绝望的感觉。
And we could be desperate.
有的时候我们觉得说我们可以有所得着。
Sometimes we think we still can gain.
但是我们却什么都得不到。
But we gain nothing.
这事已经失败了。
It's failure.
停顿了。
Stopped.
整个的局面需要被改变过来。
The whole scenario and situation needs to be turned around.
这就需要基督的那个代替。
We need the replacement from the Christ.
所以我们来看成功做的一个法则。
So let's look at the principle of how Lord performs His work.
你讲到基督的代替的时候，不免要看到主有他的时候。
So when we say replaced by Christ, we can see Lord has His timing.
那如何能够挽回过来？有一个支配的因素。
How we can turn things around? There is factors to intervene that.
就是主耶稣所说的我的时候。
Like Jesus said, my timing.
My hour.
My hour.
Yeah. 约翰福音里面讲到主耶稣讲到我的时候的时候呢，都是指到十字架的。
So in the book of John, when Christ mentioned the hour, he was really pointing to the cross.
所以如果挽回的话，唯有借着十字架。
Can only be done via cross.
我们看见这个神迹的里面，那个十字架的原则在支配着整个的事情。
So we can see in this turning around, the cross has been there.
我们的主一生都是活在十字架的阴影的底下。
Christ has been living under the shadow of the cross.
所以你看见只要是在他为主的时候，那情况就大有改变。
So we can see when he is in charge, when he is the Lord, things can really show the great difference.
我们也晓得这个主耶稣在这个宴席上他是做客人的。
And we can see Jesus was actually invited to the fest.
客人是不管主人的事情的。
You don't really have to be in charge if you are invited.
那就是说你酒没有了与我何干呢？
So when wine was out, that was not my business.
但是玛利亚说一句话。
But Mary said,
对佣人说，她告诉你们什么，你们就做什么。
But Mary's mother said to the servants, just follow him.
这里就一个极大的转变。
There's a big change here.
这里她来告诉人做什么的时候，他乃是站在一个主人的位置上。
So Jesus was really being put into the role to be in charge.
所以，如果我们只是尊敬主耶稣，把他摆在客人的位置上，那个他的时候还没有到。
So if we just respect Christ by treating him like an invitee, then he would not be in the role to perform signs.
很多人听的福音啊，这些福音真好，我也很尊敬这些。
So many people listen to gospel, think it's a great book.
但是还没有办法去接受，因为他这位耶稣还没有做你的主。
But has not accepted Christ, and Christ has not been become our savior.
只有当钉十字架的这位耶稣做我们的主的时候，那才是主要工作的时候。
Only when Lord becomes our master, it is his hour to perform the signs.
这个我们往下看的时候，我们还继续会看见。
And we can get more as we move on.
今天我们看的要看那个到底要看的实际是什么呢？
So what's the essence we need to focus on today?
我们看见这里有一些的因素，那是讲到那些水。
Yeah, we saw the factor about like water.
水所代表的乃是生命。
Water means life.
这里我们也看见这些的石缸, 六口的石缸。
We also read about the jars.
六口的石缸, 六, 乃是圣经中人的数目。
The six jars is really the number in the Bible.
人是在第六天受造的。
Men were created on the sixth day.
可看见说, 但是这个, 这里看见说, 这石缸又是空的。
But we can see the jars were empty.
所以我们人在神面前, 实在说来, 本来, 那个神心意中是丰满的, 但是这里又看见说, 又变成了虚空。
So we can see we were created on the sixth day, we were full, but from the jar we can see we were actually empty.
需要被充满。
We need to be refilled.
感谢主。 主耶稣说, 只凭着自己不能做什么。
Thank Lord. Lord said we cannot achieve anything just by ourselves.
我所做的都是从父那里所听见的。
And Lord did things via what he got from his father.
所说的也是从父那里领受的。
What he said was also heard from his father.
玛利亚从过去30年的时间的里面, 看见在主耶稣身上有一个特质。
Mary saw in the past 30 years a characteristic from Jesus.
那就是说, 主耶稣这里所说的, 他, 玛利亚在这里所说的, 他告诉你们做什么, 你们就做什么。It's
just what Mary said, what he said, just follow him.
因为主耶稣都是父告诉他说做什么, 他就做什么。Because
Jesus said what his father told him.
所以他能够做主。
That's why he can be the Lord.
因为他乃是照着父所领受的, 来告诉我们该怎样做。
Because he takes what the Heavenly Father say and tell us.
我们的主从来没有做一件事情是他自己不做的。
Our Lord will never do anything.
我们的主从来没有告诉我们去做那一件事, 那个事是他自己都不做的。
Lord is not going to let us to do anything that he would not be doing himself.
他所告诉我们做的事情都是他正在进行中。
He tells us to do anything that he is performing already.
所以他能够告玛利亚，就从这个玛利亚从过去30年的里面，就从主耶稣的身上就看见这个。
So Mary really realized this in the past 30 years.
若是情况能够都改变过来，你要看才出主耶稣的榜样。
If we want things to be turned around, we need to look at the example of the Christ.
那么主耶稣就告诉对人说，那个把缸倒满了水。
So Jesus told the servants, just fill the jars with water.
这个也是主耶稣正在做的。
This is also what Jesus is working on.
以赛亚书53章, 他那里告诉我们, 他将命倾倒, 以至于死。
Isaiah, I'm sorry, I need to open the Bible.
他将命倾倒, 以至于死。
And to death.
所以他告诉愿能, 看见, 这里告诉我们一个原则, 就是说, 十字架的原则, 不是, 不是只是, 只是留, 而是给出去。
So there's a principle from the cross, it's not to save and keep it, but also to give.
我们常常有的时候, 希望说这个缸, 如果是满了水, 满了生命, 那是多好啊。
Sometimes we think if the jar has been always full, what would be a great thing?
留着自己慢慢用。
Just save for ourselves.
但是弟兄姐妹们, 你有没有看见, 有其他的主类的肢体, 主类的弟兄姐妹们, 他们没有酒的了。
But do we see in the scenario that our brothers and sisters, their jar could be empty?
你有没有看见其他的缺乏呢?
Do we see some other insufficiencies?
如果在我的个人生命当中, 我的好像没有酒了, 我必须要从主那里来支取。
Like in my own life, if I am out of wine, I will need to retake it from Christ.
但是如果有一天我这个刚满的时候, 你的态度是怎样呢?
But one day, if the jar is full, what would be my attitude?
尼弟兄有一首诗歌说, 他只知清酒, 不知饮酒。 就是他只是, 他只是, 他只知就是倒酒, 但不知自己饮酒。
He only knows how to pour the wine, but doesn't know how to drink the wine.
他就是愿意多多的给出。
He's willing to give more.
是那种十字架的原则。
It is the principle from the cross.
葡萄树的目的并不是只是在结果子。
So the goal of the vine is not just to produce.
因为最终的目的要被放在酒榨里面，成为能可喜乐的酒。
Because the ultimate goal is to be made into wine and to bring joy.
所以我们若是主的用能，我们要晓得十字架的原则是你越给越多，你就领受越多。
So if we are truly servants of the Lord, we truly need to understand the more we give, the more we gain.
所以主告诉用能把水舀出来。
So Lord told the servants, take the water from the jar.
不光舀出来，还要送出去。
And give to the guests.
有的时候我在想，主啊，我今天可能给出去的只是平淡的水。
Sometimes I said to myself, Lord, the thing I give out is just water.
整个的情况都已经这么失落失败了。
The whole situation has already been a fail.
那有用吗？
What's the point of giving?
但是主说你只管舀水。
But Lord said, just take the water.
只管送去。
Just send the water.
下面不是你负责的。
And you do not have to be in charge of the rest.
有的时候，有些弟兄姐妹主内的肢体，他们可能正是在一种没有酒的状况底下。
Sometimes we see some brothers and sisters, we may be in the situation that we are out of wine.
主若感动你，
If Lord touch us,
给他送水去，
Give water to them.
你要看见说最后主会把那个情况改变过来。
And we will see that Lord is going to turn things around.
一句安慰的话，
A sentence that can comfort.
一个简单的电话，
A simple phone call.
在我们来看只是很平淡的水。
It's such a trivial water.
但是被服侍的弟兄，被服侍的姐妹，他们却带进喜乐。
But the sister and brother who are saved by you, they are going to get great joy.
神所看重的是什么？
What Lord,
在教会中他所看重的是什么？
What Lord that?
他所看重的乃是生命的长进。
He values the progress or the growth of our life.
生命的长进不是听到就长进了。
To grow, it is not to just listen to messages.
甚至可以说不是你只是读圣经就长进了。
And not only just by reading the Bible.
生命的那个长进乃是要在不断的侍奉中，在服侍中，在十字架的原则底下，在服事中，在经历中来长进的。
We can only grow when we continue to serve and experience his power.
是愿意要给。
We have to be willing to give.
每一次安排我主律信息的时候，我都觉得压力很大。
Whenever it's my time to give message, I feel a lot of pressure.
我都觉得我不行。
I always feel I am not able.
但是我愿意在神面前说，主啊，我愿意顺服。
But I like to humble down.
我愿意将自己摆在你手中。
I'm willing to serve.
我可能只是这个平淡的水。
I might just be the plain water.
但是其他的交给你来负责。
But you'll be in charge of the rest.
我只是愿意给出去。
I will just give.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，生命的长进就在经历这些一些的经历中就开始长进了。
The growing of our life is really to experience in this all the details of serving.
每一次服事都会有好像那个担子在前面。
Every time we serve, we certainly will feel the burden.
但是你愿意走出去的时候，主就把我们带过来了。
But when we start that, Lord is going to guide us.
我不晓得弟兄姐妹有没有这样经历，当你这个服侍奉开始安排的时候，你很 stress， 但当你这个经过的时候很感恩，但结束的时候很喜乐。
I'm not saying if every one of us would have this experience, but when you, like, when you start, before you start the serving, you would feel the stress. But you would feel, as you go through this, it down, you really feel the joy.
我想这个经历很多弟兄姐妹都一样的。
I'm certain every one of the brothers and sisters have experienced this.
生命长进的那个有一个指数。
There is an index of growing of our life.
那就是神得着荣耀。
It is to let Lord get the glory.
但是这个荣耀又带着一个指数。
This glory also carries an index.
喜乐。
Joy.
我们做父母的看见孩子长大的时候，成熟的时候，那个是不是带给我们喜乐呀？
As parents, when we see our kids grow up, that is joy.
所以到结这个圣结这个神迹到后来的时候，神显出他的荣耀来。
So at the end of the sign, Lord revealed His glory.
那实在是跟喜乐连在一起的。
That is truly connected to the joy.
所以生命的长进跟荣耀还是成正比。
So the growth of our life is really a go with the glory.
你不可能有荣耀，生命却不长进。
It's not going to be like we have the glory, but we're not growing.
生命的长进，毕竟带进神的荣耀。
Our growth absolutely brings the glory.
那如果我们整个教会都要在主面前成长的话，我们必须从其中学习到原则。
If our whole church would grow in front of the Lord, we need to learn this.
我们只是注重自己所有的呢，还是要看见我们周遭的弟兄姐妹们呢？
Do we just focus what we have versus what we do not have, or if we also need to focus on the rest of the brothers and sisters?
你给弟兄姐妹的关怀，其实反而在你的生命中反而长进。
The care we give to our brothers, we also grow.
你帮助弟兄姐妹们，反而是帮助你自己。
We help others, we're helping ourselves actually.
因为我有用能。那个管宴席的不知道酒是从哪里，那个酒是从哪里来的，但是我有用人他知道。
Because the first manager didn't know where the wine was from, but the servants knew.
因为他正这些用人正是走在这条路上。
Because the servants walked this journey.
他没有问为什么这么做。
They did not ask why to do this.
他也没有惧怕这个会带来的怎么样的后果。
They also had no fear what this would lead them to.
但是这佣人呢，叫他舀水，他就舀水。
They just followed to draw water.
叫他倒水、舀水、送水，他都做。
They fill the water, draw the water, and send away the water.
所以我们感谢主，这个就是我们讲到的，如果能够达到最后最好的酒的话，这个十字架的原则，实在说来是一个非常重要的支配的因素。
This is also part of my message today that we. I'm sorry.
十字架的原则是整个支配的因素。
The principle of the cross, the key factor of this sign.
当我们经历这些的时候，看见主的荣耀。
When we experience all this, we saw God's glory.
那么这个神的荣耀显现的时候，会使我们产生信心。
And when the glory reveals, our faith comes back.
对，那个荣耀的神在加勒底的乌尔向亚伯拉罕显现。
So the glorious Lord appeared to Abraham.
对，那当这个显现的时候，你看见亚伯拉罕就信从他。
And Abraham just believing him.
就离开加勒底的乌尔。
And he left the.The earth in Chaldea. Thank you.
就开始他信心的旅程。
And Abraham started his journey of faith.
所以我们在长进的当中，就是一面看见主的荣耀，一面能够更加增加我们的信心。那么信心又带出神的荣耀，这是两个轮子一直往前去的。
So as we grow, we see the glory of Lord.Faith grow, and also the same way as our faith
这个就交通到第三个点，讲到信心的联系。
This is really coming to our third point today, the connection of our faith.
我们诗歌里面有一首诗歌叫做我不过是你应和，我们大家都常常唱。我不过是你的应和是 channel.
A channel only.
对。那里有一句话叫做我只做主祝福的运河，把喜乐带给周围的人。
There's a sentence in there. I just want to be a blessing channel to pass all the glory and joys to others.
对，运给四位渴的人。
To feed the thirsty people.
给他们救恩的快乐。
Give them the joy of the salvation.
并赐满足的父神，就是把我们呀。就是、
Satisfy our Father.
主耶稣说：“我是从天上降下来，不是要按自己的意思行，而是要按着那差我来者的意思行。”
So Christ said, "Descended from the above, I would not do things via myself, but via the Father."
那个差我来者的意思，就是他所赐给我的叫我一个也不失落。
And He sent me, and He didn't want me to fail anything.
在末日我也要叫他复活。
In the end, he would come back to life.
叫他复活呀 ,OK, 呀、yeah. 我们见过他的荣光。
We've seen his shining glory.
而且是充充满满的有恩典有真理。
It's full of truth and grace.
我们必须在信心中怎么样子来接受。
We have to accept in our faith.
那个从他丰满的里面我们都领受了。
We have taken the fullness.
而且恩上加恩。
Grace upon grace.
这一切之间的关键都是在于信心的顺服。
It's all because of the faith and obedience.
并且信心的行动。
As well as the action out of the faith.
那么借着信心我们来抓住基督。
So via our faith, let's grasp Christ.
来得着基督。
To get him,
并且享受基督
and enjoy him.
感谢主，他显出他的荣耀。
Praise Lord, He reveals His glory.
今天他是用生命来代替死亡。
He's been replacing our death using His life.
用他的丰满来代替我们的虚空。
Replacing our emptiness using His fullness.
喜乐来代替我们的忧愁失望。
Replacing our disappointment using His joy.
用他的荣耀来代替我们的羞辱。
Replace our shamefulness using His glory.
他所给我们的乃是他的所赐。他所赐，他所给我们的就是他的所赐。
Sorry, 没有听明白。
他不是把一件一件什么的东西给我们，他是把他自己给我们。
What he gave himself to us.
当我们看见那个支配的艺术前面讲到我的时候
，When Christ say my hour，
这些生命、喜乐、丰满、荣耀，都怎么样？都在基督所赐的里面给了我。
We get His glory, His fullness, and His grace.
我感谢主。实在说来，我们今天呀，主说，你们既知道这些事，在约翰福音里面，主说，你们既知道这些事，若是去行，就有福了。
Yeah, in Book of John, our Lord said, "If you know all of this, but also act them out, you are blessed."
每一次的聚会、特会。信息，然后呢，我们领受的都是非常的多。
At every message gathering, we really get a whole lot from the messages.
但是讲到信心的联系的时候，那个联系哦，是一个动态的。
But when we say the connection via faith, it's really a dynamic way.
这个信心不是停在我们头脑的里面。
The faith is not just residing in our brain.
就是说不只不过是头脑的相信而已。
Just what we believe in our head.
这个信心的联系乃是有行动。
It really should be revealed in what we do.
而且就是这些愿人所表明的。
Exactly what the servants did.
他们在行动中表明他们的信心。
They showed their faith via what they did.
感谢主，这个在今天这个信息的里面有很多很多要分享的，但是我实在觉得非常的有限，因为其中还有很多的意义。
Yeah, actually, the story we shared today has a whole lot more to be saying, but I am limited.
因为这个婚姻，刚才讲到婚姻的时候，我们知道在创世纪的里面，我们看见人失败之后，这个婚姻就失败了。
And we also mentioned marriage today in the Garden of Eden, and the marriage failed at those early days.
但是感谢主，我们还有一个属天的原则在支配着我们。
But thank Lord, we still have a holy heaven principle that's driving us.
我们看见还有一个原则是属地的原则。
There's another principle, earthly principle.
属地的原则开始是好的，但是你看见慢慢慢慢就变成不好的了。
The earthly principle always start in a good way, but gradually it's not going to be working well.
年轻也会变成老。
Young will turn to be old.
新也会变成旧。
New will turn to be old.
刚开始度蜜月很甜美，后来就开始征战。
The honeymoon will turn into battles.
这个属地的原则普遍在全地上。
The earthly principle is everywhere.
但是有一个属天的原则。
But there's a heavenly principle.
这个原则要把我们带到最后最好的酒。
The heavenly principle is going to take us to the last but the superior wine.
神凭着他主宰的权柄来掌管着我们今天。
So Lord is really taking His sovereignty power to rule us.
最后我们看见那羔羊的婚宴。
Lastly, we see the wedding of the Lamb.
那我们都要在那个喜乐的当中。
We're going to be in that glory.
最后最好的酒。
The last but the best wine.
到最后的时候，神的儿子要充满万有。
In the end, the Son of the Lord is going to feel as Almighty.
但是教会是他的身体。也要被那充满万有者所充满的被充满。
The church is his body, and it's going to be filled as well.
到那个时候，我们看见那个才是真正满足的喜乐。
Until that moment, we're going to see the satisfaction.
但是今天我们也要学习主耶稣将命倾倒。
But today we need to learn from our Christ.
我们愿意给出去。
We need to give.
感谢主，我想呀，这里面的信息对我个人来讲的话，就对我自己来看见的话，实在是看见给主给我们一个敞开的天。
What I see from the messages, Lord, is really give us a very open heaven.
主实在要叫我们来看他的自己。
Lord really want us to focus on Him.
我想呀，有一些的应用，我们要呀，下面有点的交通就是我们的应用。
I'd like to share something about application.
刚才我所讲的，我们讲到我们一定要尊他为我们的主人。
And I mentioned that we need to treat Christ as our master.
不只是尊他做我们的客人。
Not just to treat him as our guest.
约翰写过老底嘉教会的书信。
John wrote a book of
Laodicea.
Laodicea.
教会的书信里面有一句话，主耶稣在门外叩门。
And Jesus was knocking the door.
那么主说，那若有谁听见我声音就开门的，我要进去。
I will enter if you listen and open the door.
我与他，他与我一同坐席。我与他，他与我一同坐席。
So I will be at the feast with him. I'm sorry, it's not exact.
那个坐席就是呀，就是一直在喜乐的你，喜乐的宴席的里面。
They will be really in the midst of the joyful feast.
倘若今天主在我们当中与我们坐席，一同坐席。
If Lord is with us in the midst of the feast.
他不以做客人为满足。
He He would not be satisfied by just being an invitee.
就好像在迦拿的宴席上，主耶稣被邀请去了。
Just like the wedding at the Canaan, he was just invited.
的确主在他们当中。
He was there.
的确主跟他们一同坐席。
He was in that feast.
但是他如果不做主人的话，他不满足。
But it was not his hour, and he was not in charge. He would not be satisfied.
我们也不满足。
And we are not satisfied neither.
什么叫做他做主人呢？
And what it means to treat him as our, to be in charge.
他告诉我们做什么，我们就做什么。
He tells us what to do and we follow.
这是我们应当要应用的。
This is our application.
我想我的交通就停留在这里，时间到了。
I think I'm going to conclude here today.
我们低头有点的祷告。
Let's bow pray.
主，我们把这些的话交在你的手中。
Lord, we take this word in front of you.
主啊，人的话是那么样的不完全。
Lord, our words are so not sufficient.
但是求圣灵亲自的来做那解释的工作。
But we pray that Holy Spirit will open.
因为在你的手中会变成完全。
Because it's going to be turned into fullness.
我们所给的可能只是水。
What we give is just water.
但是你却能够把它转成酒。
But you transform that into wine.
而且是最好。最后最好的酒。
The last but best superior wine.
主啊，摆在我们面前的并不是艰难。
Lord, in front of us is not just a hardship.
主啊，摆在我们前头的乃是喜乐。
It's really joy.
主啊，你因为摆在前头的喜乐，就轻看羞辱。
So we look light on the shamefulness.
能受十字架的苦难。
We can take the hardship from the cross.
主啊，十字架跟喜乐。你把它连在一起。
Lord, you put together the cross and the joy.
主啊，十字架把荣耀连在一起。
Lord, the cross really connect to the glory.
但愿主你使我们真是能够看见我们周遭弟兄姐妹们的需要。
Lord, help us see clearly what our sisters and brothers need.
主啊，真是能够把救恩的喜乐带给我们四围的人。
Give us the joy of the salvation.
能够真是能够照顾到每一个在主里面的肢体。
And take care of everybody in the body of you.
有一些主内的肢体，或许他们就没有了，但是主啊，你感动我们，感动大大的感动我们。
Some of us may be out of wine, Lord, you touch us.
主啊，使我们能够真是能够照着你的心意来服侍我们周遭的主内的肢体。
So we can serve all based on your will.
主啊，好叫我们真是能够一同来享受那将要进入的那个羔羊的宴席。
Oh Lord, just let us enjoy the joy of the fest that we're going to enter.
我们的确已经来到了国度的门口了。
We're already at the entrance of the kingdom.
我们也快要进入天国。
We're going to enter the heaven.
但愿你的旨意真是在今天就成就在我们当中。
Oh Lord, may your will be revealed today and fulfilled.
感谢祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。
Thank you. Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.